The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I could not be more excited about today's guest. I mean, how much do we deeply love a murder podcast? A
book. It's just not a
podcast.
Yeah. There's not a true crime murder story that I have not.
There's really not. There's a famous SNL skit about murder and women, and it pertains to all three of us sitting here today. I am so excited. Well, actually, she's one of my best friends. She's part of my tribe. I love her. My kids love her. My kids love her kids. My husband loves her husband. And she fucking loves a good murder podcast. She literally is an expert. I know that I'm having her on because it's summer. Amisha and I really wanted to give you guys, like, you don't have your kids. You do have your kids. Like, what I love about our next guest is she is going to lay it all out. She's going to talk about the best podcast. She's going to talk about books. But I just have to give her, Brooke Mahan, a little bit. We got to give a little bit of a resume. Brooke Mahan, married, two kids, Lincoln and Calvin. And she's one of these moms that is not just a cool mom. She's a great mom, but she's also a working mom. And I have to give her a complete heads up because she created probably one of the most prolific DIY parent kid YouTube channel called What's Up Moms. I mean, on any given day, when you will post a video, you get like how many people comment? How many?
I mean, on YouTube,
be honest, like how many people comment on all your stuff?
I mean, we'll get like anywhere from a few hundred thousand to a million views.
See, this is what I love about her. I was like, how'd it go today? She goes, yeah, I got like close to a million. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You guys are so talented. She's one of three moms who created What's Up Moms. It's so good. It's literally like you describe it.
So we started, I mean, most people know us from our YouTube channel, What's Up Moms. We're like an entire parenting platform. And we kind of started, and you have to remember this, I'm aging myself, but this is a world before Instagram, way before Snapchat or TikTok. And so we were kind of just creating this cool content that was like what you would read about in a mom blog, but in video form. And we got lucky really early on. We did this parody of the Iggy Azalea song, I'm So Fancy, called I'm So Pregnant, when my partner was actually 9 months pregnant. A little bit embarrassing now. My kids still think it's very funny. But I think it has like 75 million views. And it was kind of like, I do, and my partners especially, I have to give them so much credit. They're like so creatively talented. But we were like in the right place at the right time. So we did a bunch of parodies. And then we also did a ton of evergreen content. I mean, this was early days of Pinterest. So we were doing DIYs. Like,
it's so funny. We recently had on Kat and Nat, our two Canadian crazy moms. And they were saying, okay, so there's this site and we really tried to copy them and be them.
And it was you.
What's Up Moms? I'm like, that's my best friend.
And we love Cat and Nat. And it was really a fun time. Like, there weren't a lot of moms doing it. So we were doing cooking. And now there's so much of this content and it's probably oversaturated. But at the time, it was like exciting.
I have to say, you still, I mean.
I mean, my claim to fame is I was probably one of the first five people to make slime on Instagram. I don't know. I don't know what that's going to get me. But
you're probably superhero status to your kids. Seriously.
Yeah, but like, if you have a nine-year-old, I'm cool.
Okay, so we'll be at school and she'll be like, all right, I'm just going to make some slime and then I'm going to make a fucking lava lamp. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you really can do everything. It's so good. She has a game, you guys. It's so good. We play every summer. It came out last year. It's called Do You Know Me? We're going to play it. Do You Know Me? But first, one of the reasons, well, can I just also talk a little bit about What's Up Moms? Because she, meaning Brooke, you know, was the first to do like the Bachelor, like episode kid version.
That was the best. We did a parody of The Bachelor called The Babysitter. I'm like a diehard Bachelor fan. And I was watching it and I'm like, this is weirdly so similar to the process I'm going through when I look for a nanny. I'm like, is she here for the right reasons? Like, yeah. And we did. That was like probably my favorite video we've ever done.
Yeah, it's so good. You guys have to look it up. Also, we don't talk about Bruno, no, Encanto.
I credit you for that one. I was not on the, I have two boys, no girls. So I was not, we weren't quite on the Encanto train. And then I realized it was a thing. And then the girls got the boys into it.
Literally,
we had to do the parody.
I got lucky and got to go to the Met, and I got to meet, I'd met him before, but I got to meet Lin-Manuel, and I'm like, fuck you for Encanto. I'm like, if I have to hear that song one more time, I mean, literally, he wrote like three songs. I mean, it's enough.
We say that our parody was called We Can't Take No More Bruno, but at the same time, I'm like, there's no kids in the house, in my car, and I'm still singing it. So
you know, when you have your best friends, well, I'm best friends with Michelle, but we also have on the West Coast, you have one of those moms that you're like your fun friend, you're neurotic, you're just like, okay, I'm fucking tell you everything you need to
neurotic,
know.
No one's ever described me as neurotic before.
Oh, really? Interesting. ever. But okay, so she can break down murder. Like, I mean, we're going to just get into
it. The juxtaposition, though, by the way, the way we just pivoted from children's kids content, kind of parenting content, let's make a lava lamp to let's talk about dead bodies.
Because, yeah, exactly. This episode is titled Murder and Motherhood, okay? To get you through sometimes your life, you need a good murder podcast. Are we correct?
You are 100% correct. I was also really worried with the lead-in and talking about murder. I'm like, people are going to be let down. For the record, I've murdered no one. I don't know anyone that's murdered anyone, I don't think.
But it's summer. We all have a little more time on our hands to tell us everything. Do you listen to murder podcasts or do you prefer watching them on TV?
Okay, so this is kind of morbid, but I actually, because people also are like, when do you have the time to listen? Like, I know where every dead body since like 1964. Like, I know the status where it was. I mean, it's kind of like,
she's like, I saw the original version of The Staircase.
Oh, that's question number three. but I weirdly, okay, so this is kind of creepy, but I like to listen to a podcast. Like, nothing will put me to sleep like a good episode of like Dateline or Crime Junkie.
Totally.
Which when my husband is traveling is kind of a problem because then I fall asleep and then I wake up and I like hear a sound. And I'm like,
there's someone in the house.
Fuck, there. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
There's someone in the house that's going to.
Totally.
I mean, I hit a low point once where I was listening to a podcast. It was actually one that our previous guest recommended, Down the Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And
wait, what?
Kate Bock recommended it. It's phenomenal. Oh, yeah. But
so
I
good.
Needed to get through it. And I put my AirPods in while I was making my kids dinner. Okay. My kids are in the kitchen and I am literally listening to a murder podcast. My husband walks in the kitchen and goes, what are you doing? And he sees my phone and he goes, oh my God. He's like, you're listening to a murder podcast. I'm like, stop talking. And I'm cooking.
Oh, do not interrupt. Like,
and I have like one AirPod in while I'm in the kitchen pretending to talk to my kids. So low point.
All right, settle in, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to start.
She's got her list ready.
Well, I mean, this is just funny. So my favorite, and I have to look at my phone because there's so many. I would say my all-time favorite true crime podcast was either the first season of Up and Vanished or To Live and Die in LA.
Don't you guys just love Black Friday? I think about it all year long. It's really one of the greatest holidays for those of us, like myself, who are a little fashion obsessed. Truthfully, it is a perfect day but for one thing, because it takes place in November. I'm not exactly able to stock up on everything. Sure, it's great for getting that puffer, those sweaters, or that extra pair of boots, or, you know, going into Christmas and holiday season. But what about the other seasons? Why are we discriminating? You're probably just wondering why I'm talking about this right now. I promise I'm not crazy. I know what month it is. It's not the time for Thanksgiving and holiday shopping just yet. Luckily, Macy's has already thought this through. Seriously, they don't miss a beat. They're officially bringing back Black Friday to July. Don't worry, you still have it in November too. Now you just get to enjoy the holiday twice in a year instead of just once. It's kind of like Christmas in the summertime, but better. It's kind of like celebrating your half birthday. Okay, so what does this mean? We're talking the very best deals on summer essentials. Think swimwear, cover-ups, totes, everything we possibly need to take us from the start to the end of summer. But that's not even it. Yes, makeup essentials will be included so you can get that barely there look we all love during the warm months. And for those barbecue lovers, will patio furniture and grills will be ready for your cart as well. And these are just a few of the highlights. There's so much more to explore. And the only way you can find out what else is available to shop for Black Friday in July is to see for yourself. So head over to Macy's.com from July 6th to July 11th to score great deals during Black Friday in July and get 25% off when you use your Macy's card or promo code July. And don't forget, head back to Macy's.com every day for their daily deals, Wednesday through Monday. Okay, you guys, that's July 6th through July 11th, 25% off card or promo code July. And don't forget to head back to Macy's.com every day for their daily deals, Wednesday to Monday. Can you imagine a world where breakouts don't exist? Okay, maybe that's a stretch, but how nice would it be if we didn't have to stress over our breakouts anymore? I think that's a little more of a realistic proposition. What if I told you there was a gentle and effective way to improve the appearance of blemish-prone skin? Well, now there is, and Glad Skin is here to help. This is a brand I've really been loving, and as someone who has struggled with blemishes over the years, I'm very excited to share with you what they're all about. Okay, so Glad Skin, I love the name too, is a new category of skin blemish treatment that works differently than any plant-based or drug-based product you've tried before because they're based on the nature of healthy skin. They've been in Europe for years, which obviously means they're super chic and ahead of the game and are only now just coming to the U.S. for the first time so we can all get in on using Glad Skin. You guys know I'm always fascinated by the science behind everything and love learning how it all works. So this is what happens. Inflammatory blemishes and acne-prone skin are caused by an imbalance in the skin microbiome. This is exactly why Glad Skin developed their revolutionary protein called MicroBalance to restore the natural balance of the good and bad bacteria that live on the skin. Their blemish gel works without harsh ingredients, so it's gentle from day one. There won't be any of that needing to use for a certain amount of time before your skin gets used to it talk. Right now, Glad Skin is offering our listeners, our lucky listeners, 15% off plus free shipping on your first order of gladskin.com/lipstick. That's Gladskin, gladskin.com/lipstick to get 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/lipstick.
Hey, this is Alexis Haynes. Join me every Monday for a new episode of my podcast, Recovering from Reality. Whether you're on the road to recovery, seeking self-care techniques for surviving the capitalist machine, or just need a moment to remember that you're not alone in your loneliness, I'm here to deliver intimate conversations and expert insights to empower you on the road towards authentic wellness. So, are you ready to recover from reality?
Okay,
up and vanished. Oh gosh, okay.
You've got to send me this list now. I mean, that was like, and it's a pretty popular one. I feel like a lot of people have listened to it.
Talk to us a little bit about it. Up and vanished to live.
It was the Tara Grimm says.
And you know him.
Oh, I know. Excuse me, Neil Strauss. Very excited. This was like I definitely fangirled out when I met him. I met him surfing in the ocean too, which was like,
she's a surfer too.
Also, such a weird thing. It was funny. All of his friends knew. They're like, "You're excited to meet Neil?" I'm like, "Oh, you have no idea." I'm like, this man has been in my ear while I've fallen asleep for the last 6 months.
And he has such a good,
the best voice.
I have to listen.
And yeah, it's great. And he's done two seasons of it. And they're both like incredible stories. I don't want to say too much about any of these. When I knew we were discussing this, I looked through my list and I just thought this was kind of funny. I don't know if you can show this, but literally it's The Thing About Pam, Dateline, Murder in Oregon, Murder in Delaware, To Live and Die in LA, crime junkie, OC swingers, a little off topic, motive for a murder, Long Island serial killer, Atlanta monster, lipstick on a rim. It is literally 70 true crime podcasts.
And then beauty.
This is what she listens to, and lipstick on the rim. It's murder and beauty.
I know.
Murder and makeup.
The best lip gloss in like how I stay.
Oh, we're going to get to your beauty. Don't worry. She's a blonde surfer, petite, small, chicly dressed. Okay. So
another good one, I will say, this is an old one and it's not as popular. It was called The Cover Up. It was a People, done by People. Mm. And it's about the, I'm going to pronounce it wrong probably, but Chappaquiddick. It's like a whole
Chappaquiddick
cover, the whole cover up. It's fascinating. And it's like really, really well done.
Do you get recommendations? Like, how do you?
I like dig deep. I don't know if there's anywhere. Long Island serial killer. It's called Lisk, L-I-S-K, is a really, really good one that I feel like it might not be as well known.
I have one I've talked about called The Orange Tree.
Yes. And that was one you actually recommended to me that I didn't know about.
And I found that one. And that was a great one.
And Michelle,
that's about University of Austin. Something happens. Someone gets murdered. What makes a good, when you're like listening, how do you know you're hooked?
I mean, I'm pretty easy. I'm not going to lie. It's like, they're like, and this person died. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. The thing that I think is so interesting is like, I like really question, I'm like, why? I mean, this is
because
it's
so
not, and I want to like make it clear too. It's not, and I think all of us would agree, it's not like we're looking at this as a sense of entertainment. I think a lot of these are unsolved mysteries too. A lot, like, I think as moms, we listen to this, because we're kind of like detectives in our everyday life. I mean, trying to find out like which kid like hid the freaking like Skittles under the couch that then melted and like ruined your furniture. Like, we have to figure out shit all day long. I think in my head when I'm listening to a podcast, I'm like, if I really pay attention, like I'm going to solve this. It's like the armchair detective syndrome.
Oh, I think so too.
I have not solved one yet, but We're close.
We're like, really.
It could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen. And I think we think the potential of that. And then I think we also listen to things as like, what not to do. I mean, let me tell you, I lock my doors now.
Okay, so you also love things like The Staircase, The Dropout. Let's talk about The Staircase.
So I say, I think not to like help Netflix, but I feel like they got in there really early with Making a Murder.
And that was a real gateway
into like true crime. And then they had, I don't know if it was called like the Ted Bundy Files, or Conversations with the Killer.
Conversations with the Killer.
That was insane.
But Making Murder, by the way, I still check in. I Google every now and then, like, what happened? Is he still in jail? Because everyone is it's kind of like the Serial. If you guys remember.
Serial was the one for me.
Serial was amazing. But I think is he being retried, Adnan?
I think, sadly, depending on how you look at it, just got retried and didn't go anywhere.
The Making of the Murder, I still think he's in jail.
I think he's in jail too. But you're right. There's like a lot of, I like Crime Junkie, which is probably like the most popular true crime podcast.
Yeah, so Crime Junkie, you can go, it's like individual episodes, In and Out. What's a good one?
I'm like the highest level of like, I was like, who would ever pay for a podcast? And then it was like, maybe I'll just pay $5 a month to get a couple extra. I think I pay like $100 a month to get like everything they say. But they do. They're really good about giving updates when there's like new evidence found or things like that.
That's down the hill for me was the one that like is still unsolved. And those ones, I think for a good podcast sometimes, it's the ones that are unsolved. Yeah. It just keeps me like going, how this?
Like, yeah, it
keeps your brain going. There has to be an answer here.
Has to be an answer.
To live and die in LA, I thought was the saddest thing in the world. Like, I needed that one. You have to listen to the crazy thing
about that one, and I think other than the first season of Up and Vanish, it's maybe the only one. He was airing it while it was happening, and I don't want to give too much away if you haven't listened to it. It's really like pretty incredible, but like it unfolds with a resolution as he's doing the podcast.
It's Neil.
Did he help find the resolution?
Yes. It's one of the rare ones where Payne Lindsay, I think, solved one too. But yeah.
Payne Lindsay. Love little Payne Lindsay.
God, I love me some Payne Lindsay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You also like The Dropout. Like,
yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about some of those podcasts.
My favorite, I think like The Dropout, because it's like a little bit different. It's like The We Crashed, which also was great. And I binge, you know, the end of the day, I think we like a good story.
Yeah. Like, okay, let's talk about them. We Crashed, The Dropout. That's the Elizabeth
other one
Holmes.
That was in Netflix.
She's being sentenced soon, right?
I mean, if she gets, yeah, we'll see.
Do we think she's going to go or not go?
I personally think she's going to get a very lenient, like if she goes to prison or jail, I think it'll be a very minimal.
Really? Why?
It's just my gut. I don't have what's like a good.
Is this Theranos?
Theranos. Okay. Yeah.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Did you, if we're talking about murder TV shows though on Netflix, did you watch The Chestnut Man?
Oh, no.
Who are you?
Emma Shutt. I mean, guys, she just fixed my computer before we started filming and now she's like throwing
also,
out.
Also, Anatomy of a Scandal.
Anatomy of a Scandal
is amazing. The Aaron Hernandez, I listened to the podcast Gladiator, but Netflix just did like docuseries on it. And that to me was an incredible story.
Incredible. Stuber and I listened to the podcast. I haven't actually seen, he's seen it. I think at one point, like I got too affected by it a little bit because it got a little hard to watch.
It did. It's very heavy because there's so much potential. You also, I think when we're listening to these, we want to go like turn back to the clock because a lot of times it's like, it's a moment or a choice or a decision where it's like a fork in the road.
You know, and it goes back to literally like our days of the O.J. Simpson, you know, our days of that trial, our days of watching it. And I can remember my mother. I can remember following it. I mean,
It was the first time we watched like a real 24-hour news cycle around something. For me, it was actually the Branch Davidians. I love a good cult too.
Ooh, the Branch Davidians. We love a good cult. We do too.
Love a good cult. Well, also, side note, I do drive a Bronco.
She does. And she surfs. I do. I love a good cult. There was a great show a couple of years ago.
The Vow. Well, here's the thing of like why I love a cult. I'm like, whether I'm listening to a podcast or watching it for like the first two episodes, I'm like looking for the number to call and sign up. I'm like, this is fantastic.
I'm in.
And then like, it gets really dark. Like they start the like midnight volleyball games and I'm like, okay, maybe not.
You know, here on Lipstick on the Rim, we love trying new things, whether it's a new beauty trend, product, probiotic, cleanse, detox, whatever. If you tell Em and I something is worth trying, you know we will be there in a heartbeat. That's why I'm excited to share with you guys. I have to say it's actually not a recent discovery of mine in the health and wellness space because I have been doing Owl Venice off and on for 2 years. They're based out here in Los Angeles on Abbott Kinney. But don't worry, for those of you listening who aren't out west, their products are fully accessible on their website. Let me tell you a little bit about why I think you're going to love Owl Venice and what they do. First of all, they're a female-owned and operated health and wellness company that specializes in products and services designed to restore the body and elevate the soul. Their mission is to help make a positive impact on their local community and beyond. They carry organic, locally sourced bone broth elixirs, milkshakes, skincare, and supplements. They are intentionally designed to help transform lives from the inside out. I have tried their number one bestseller, the Owl Reset. It's an organic cleanse program designed to heal the gut and restore the balance of the body through nutrient-dense, herb-infused broth elixir and milkshakes, packed with ingredients known to regulate digestion, reduce inflammation, and draw out toxins. You guys know I love this stuff, and I loved the Owl Reset. I feel deprived. It was nourishing. I love that it included all the benefits for a balanced microbiome, which we've all been learning why that is so important. And that is exactly why they call it a reset, because it's truly that. The program also comes with an approved food list, recipe ideas so you can listen to your body and add food as needed. I found this to be super helpful and only encouraging throughout the process. Exclusively, this is why we love Lipstick on the Rim. For our listeners, Owl Venice, O-W-L, just like Owl, Owl Venice is offering the discount code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off your first purchases. You guys, do the reset. Get a few of their products. They're awesome. Their milkshakes, their elixirs, their bone broth. Visit owlvenice.com for more information. That's owlvenice.com for more information. Hooray. I always love when I find brands that share a similar ethos to me personally. I think we all feel that way, right? Beyond pretty packaging and hopefully exclusive results, we feel connected to brands that are trying to achieve just the thing it is we're looking for in our own lives. Array is that for me. They were founded on one simple principle, to help women feel their best. And when it comes down to it, that's what I'm most interested in for myself and for those around me. With all the guests we bring you on Lipstick on the Rim, feeling and looking your best is at our very, very core. And I'm so happy to have had Sif on, the owner of Array. She was incredible and we just bonded so much. Array is 100% natural supplements formulated by naturopathic doctors with a line compromised of two products, Bloat and Calm. And you've heard me talk about them over and over and over. In the form of capsules, they help to solve everyday problems that women deal with. Yes, bloating, anxiety. Ever heard of it? I've been using the Bloat capsules for a while now and taking them just after meals. I find that they're really helpful no matter what I eat. Sure, pizza and pasta might make you more bloated, but there are a ton of healthier foods such as raw vegetables and lettuce and salads that actually can leave you quite bloated as well because they're hard for your body to break down. And the best part is you feel relief quickly. The capsules are a 5-herb-and-1-fruit-based digestive enzyme blend that specifically targets bloat. And it addresses all the causes of everything we associate with bloating, including heartburn and gas, basically anything related to how we're digesting our food. The Bloat capsules are made of 6 natural ingredients and nothing else. That's right, only 6 natural ingredients. I'm excited for you guys to try these. I think they're going to make a big difference in your life like they did for me. I love Array. I love the founders. Sif, I think you are so incredible and I have done so many of your tips and tricks. You guys, check out Array.com and use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off a one-time purchase or 25% off first month on subscription, which is really, I'm on subscription with Calm and Bloat and I'm telling you, it changes your life. Go to Array.com, that's ARRAE.com and use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off one-time purchases or 25% off first month on subscription. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love it and they're so beautiful. You can sit on your vanity. It's amazing.
Well, in that one where didn't Catherine Oxenberg's didn't her daughter become involved?
I'm like, yeah, and it was like the Seagram's family that like was like,
oh, I forgot
it.
About that.
I mean,
that.
It was... That was a really interesting one. Also, side note, it was the worst cult ever. Like, it was a cult leader that like played like all night volleyball. He was like, they would crowd around him on the piano and he's playing like Fur Elise with his right hand.
I mean,
they're like, isn't he wonderful?
Yeah. No.
Now, what about books?
Yeah, books. What do you like?
Books. I'm actually reading an old, I love John Krakauer, and I'm reading Under the Banner of Heaven, which is like Murder in the Mormon. It's like a very, very famous book. It's an old book that I've never read. I mean, obviously, Anne Rule, Stranger Beside Me is probably like
ooh, say that
the
again.
All-time.
Stranger.
Anne Rule, Stranger Beside Me. She knew Ted Bundy. And I'll say no more than that.
Are you kidding me?
It's probably like the ultimate true crime, other than maybe like Helter Skelter.
You know, it is crazy though. I love Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter gave me chills when I read that book.
Well, The Stranger Beside You will like, that book will stay with you forever.
It is crazy when they do these profiles and you're like, you see like into the minds of true sociopaths where you're like, you know, look at Ted Bundy, how charismatic, good looking. And you're just like, and then so demented on, I just find that fascinating.
Because he had so many other options. Like he had this, whatever was making him do that was so strong. Like this wasn't,
I know,
your characteristic person that had grown up so
broken. And
also
the power of brainwash, you know, that's why I think with kids, you're right. We do end up, you're like, okay, cannot be talked into this, Brooks, if they say, I'm going to give you a fucking Jolly Rancher. No, you do not get in the car. But like the power, like we, our kids go to school together and the teacher gave like a Jolly Rancher. And it was unbelievable how he spoke about the Jolly Rancher. Cause like, it's amazing. And I'm like, you could be kidnapped. Like, this is where my brain goes from someone giving you a fucking Jolly Rancher. But it is true. I think we are attracted to, oh my God, what if?
What could happen? The what if? I'm like, you are never going to a rock quarry alone, even though I don't know where one is.
Yeah.
By the way, I also listened to him and I grew up like in the backwoods of North Carolina. I call my mom and my brother. I'm like, guys, do you know how crazy it is that we're actually alive? Like, do you know how many people like within a 50-mile radius of us, like they still don't know where their bodies are? And like, mom never cared. She's like, see you at sundown.
I will say, I do feel...
It's the same. I'm from fucking Murray, Kentucky. I mean, we would
exactly.
We would be, just come home before it's dark.
Like, Molly, we're unicorns.
But you know, what was when we were growing up, we're pretty much all the same age. What was the little boy who got kidnapped? And his dad was on the show.
I mean,
for
his dad
Adam,
the head of America's Most Wanted. I'm blaming on his.
I remember
like,
my mother, like, and even now to this day, I didn't have kids when the whole little girl from Portugal, but it's still that story, the JonBenet Ramsey's of it all. I mean, it literally is still captivating to this day. Did they or did they not do it?
I also think that, I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but I know I'm crazy, but I also think that the era, like the era of serial killers, like when there was all of those serial killers in the Los Angeles area, Ted Bundy, like those don't exist anymore. And I'm actually like very interested or curious as to why.
I actually have a theory on that. I think so much of it is just like, we're so every moment of our life is tracked and traced and there's video cameras. It's a lot harder to just disappear.
Well, that, and I think also, do you think people are medicated and we're more like people, if they think there's something off with their kids, they're willing to put them into therapy? Or I just think, how do you go from having like the '70s, which was like 60s and 70s was like the heyday of the serial killer.
Yeah.
Son of Sam, Ted Bundy, all of those guys were running rampant and just body count piling on up. And you don't have that anymore. You really don't.
But I feel like we sadly have like more mass shootings.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I think it's a lot harder to continue to commit crimes and get away with it.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I mean, there's also so many people that go missing that are never found, which is, that's crazy to me how many missing cases there still are with how easy it is to track someone.
Totally.
Like, I could not disappear if I wanted to. I can't hide from my family in my own house.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Brooke and I discuss this at length. Sometimes we're like, how did they not find her? Like, how do you not find someone? It's like, it's so interesting. And to this day, there's thousands, millions of... What's been crazy, though?
Well, to live and die in LA, but I don't want to spoil anything. Also,
you know, now with the DNA testing and all the...
Totally.
I mean, that has like, you're not my father. You're not my mother. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, shit.
But also, is that a deterrent? Like, we're really like giving serial killers also too much credit.
I am. Totally.
That they're like, oh, wait, that DNA testing. I'm just going to go like work at a bank.
It is crazy, though, back to what you said of like how sometimes... people just snap.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Like, I think they mean to snap. Like, sometimes something just snaps. I mean, it's interesting how some people can actually get there.
And then we
get to read about it and we get to watch it and we get to listen to it.
Well, it's also like you're listening to like these crazy. I think as humans, we're interested in human nature and what makes people tick. And this is basically like a very extreme group of people that would want to do these kind of things. And I think we're weirdly, like morbidly fascinated by how someone could do that. The thing about Payam, I know that's so popular now, but if you haven't listened to the podcast, it's a great one.
Tell us a little bit about what that's about. I think that's now with
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
She did it. I feel like you need to like not know anything going into that one.
Which one is this?
The thing about Payam. If you haven't listened to it, and you don't know the story.
I don't.
I went into that blind. I think it's much more satisfying if I don't preface it. It's a good one.
When I leave here, the thing about Payam is going into my ear.
What about Candy? Sure. Candy's a big one that I... And there's not a podcast.
I don't know Candy.
There's a show on Hulu
that apparently people love.
Apparently it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a true crime.
Between two best friends, right?
Yeah, and apparently it's phenomenal.
Is it fictional or...
No, it's a true story.
No, it's a true story.
Okay.
And
I'm very interested.
And apparently Candy Snap.
Yeah, Candy Snap.
Okay.
Are you going to snap?
Oh, A Man in the Window is a great one.
Ooh, what's that?
A Man in the Window
is the Golden State Killer, but there's been a few on that. That's the best one.
Just like the way it's told.
Over My Dead Body. First season of Over My Dead Body.
Okay.
That ended up, I think, becoming like Tiger King.
And then you love an overall channel of Crime Junkie.
I love Crime Junkie. That's like, I don't listen to many of them that are just like, I prefer like a series.
Have you listened to Down the Hill?
I haven't. So that's the one.
Okay. Tell us what it's about.
Down the Hill is about two little girls who were in high school or middle school and they disappeared.
Well, that's depressing.
And well, they didn't disappear. They were murdered.
I can't do the kid ones.
It's really the crazy part of it, the girls in Indiana? Yes.
Okay. So I've listened to a different podcast on that
and
story.
The crazy part is that they had video footage, audio footage, and pictures of the guy.
From Snapchat,
and they have never been able to solve it or find who the person is.
I think something is breaking on that case right now.
News alert.
Michelle,
news alert.
Get on the Google.
The fact that you know this is
it's breaking news.
I mean,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Should we like flag line? We're like 15 minutes. There's an update on OC Swingers, which by the way,
that's you were the one who told me about OC Swingers.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
OC Swingers. Yeah. That's a good one.
And actually, it's nice when no one dies sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just really creepy people doing really bad things and
Michelle,
everyone gets to live.
If there's a not a body count, she's not interested.
Okay, okay. I'm all about a body count.
Hardcore.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hardcore.
Appreciate it. I can respect that.
Yeah.
No. Although I did like OC Swingers.
Wondery started all strong with Dr. Death.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a few good ones.
They had a few good ones.
They have, I think they have, let's see what it is. My Favorite Murder, which I don't listen to. They have The Vanished, which is good. It's kind of like Crime Junkie. It's all unsolved missing people.
Did you ever listen to The Shrink Next Door?
Yeah, of course.
How was it? Was it good? Sorry.
That was one I'm going to have to admit that everyone got into that like I liked, but I didn't. I was just kind of like, this guy's an idiot. Like,
yeah.
He's not a smart serial killer.
No. Also, no one dies. So you're already,
I'm out.
I was just like, stopped listening. No, but it's an interesting one on human nature. It's about this guy who basically, this very wealthy guy who like turns all his money over to his shrink and how the shrink, this therapist like manipulates him. I mean, to the point of like, he owns a house in the Hamptons that the other guy lives in and throws all these crazy parties. Like it goes pretty dark. I had a hard time having sympathy for the main character.
So I just saw a preview for Our Father.
Okay.
The guy that, and it's not a murder one, and I actually am interested. He was an IVF doctor and they found out through DNA testing that he had actually started to inseminate women with his own sperm.
Like, and he has thousands of children.
Thousands of children.
Yes, that story.
It's called Our Father, and it's a documentary on Netflix, and came out.
That's some dark shit.
That's dark
shit.
That is shit.
Dark. Really dark.
Like, that's the foundation for a cult story, I think. Like, he's clearly trying to start something there.
All right, so we're going to go. It's summer. Everybody needs a good book. Emisha and I are going to take over a few of the books that we want to read.
I want to hear this. Yeah, I love to read.
We love Lucy Foley, and she has a new book out called The Paris Apartment.
I read it in like 2 days. And then The Flicker in the Dark is fantastic.
And what was the Last Guest or something, Lucy Foley?
The Last Guest, yeah.
The Last Guest.
You gave that to me, Molly.
Was really good. So Lucy Foley, The Paris Apartment, The Last Guest.
I'm just about to finish The Club. That's what I'm going to leave for you. The Club is really, really good.
And then I'm obsessed with Laura Dave. She has a book called The Divorce Party and The Last Thing I Told Her. Incredible. Both books. You will thank us a million times over. Actually, Laura's making it into a TV show with Jennifer Garner, which I am obsessed with and can't
wait. Last Thing He Told Me?
Yeah, The Last Thing He Told Me.
I need
to read that.
She's so perfect for it.
Oh my God. She's incredible. Okay. What
have you guys read? Any of Taylor Jenkins Reid?
No.
She had The Seven Husbands of Eleanor Hugo, Daisy and the Six, and Malibu Rising.
Are they mysteries?
They're not mysteries. They're great. And they're all like have a couple characters that like go through the stories together, even though they're not really connected. I would recommend all three.
Okay.
They're good beach reads.
I got two. I'm working with the Constantine sisters who did The Last Mrs. Parrish.
Yes.
And they have a new book. I have not read it. It's called Stranger in the Mirror.
Ooh.
And it's
Is it out already?
It's out. It's a diabolically twisty, psychologically unsettling novel about a woman with no collection of her past. Named as one of Suspense Magazine's best books of the year from the authors. Last Mrs. Parrish. They also have The Wife Stalker, which is really, really
good. Okay, I'm buying this.
Oh, I need
okay,
to.
So it's called The Stranger in the Mirror. We love Lisa Jewell. I actually got to speak to her. She's incredible. If you guys haven't, it's a little hard. Not going to lie. It's called Then She Was Gone.
Oh,
and
I read that.
It was so good, so hard. But she has a new book out that just came out called Watching You, which
that's
is.
That's out too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I need to write these down.
Read Watching. I'm like, that sounds very familiar. Just read it. It's great. Great.
I can't. I'm.
That's probably one of my favorite, like, just like beach read mysteries that I've read in a while.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We're also really obsessed with Jessica Knoll. She did The Luckiest Girl Alive. She has a new book out called The Favorite Sister.
Okay.
Oh. And Mila Kunis is doing The Luckiest Girl Alive for Netflix. I've got some inside info and it's phenomenal.
I just read The Song of Achilles, which was not in the vein of like, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not.
It was good.
It was unbelievable. I read it in 2 days.
Also great branding, but Obsessed, Emily Hayward, fantastic. But it's about Hawk Media.
Oh, okay.
And it's really, really, really good. By the way, though, what? I still, you know, it's summer, you guys. You got to have a little barefoot Contessa in your life. I mean, we got to talk about her. So she has a new book, My Barefoot Contessa, Ina Garten.
Do you know how I start my Saturday and Sunday mornings? Because the kids wake me up so early. I go downstairs. This is another juxtaposition of the life of Emisha. Murder mysteries on one end and the Food Network on the other. 7 a.m.
Nothing makes you hungrier than trying to solve crime.
Totally.
But I do. I turn on Barefoot Contessa is usually on at 7 to 7:30 on Saturday mornings.
I mean, she has so many, but she has a new one that just came out.
Inspire my menu for the day.
So good. By the way, if you're cooking, baking, she does the Barefoot Contessa parties, which is really good. She has the family style, but the one I love, her go-to dinners. So good. So easy. I mean, she is...
They're not light on the waistline, though. I'm just going to throw that out there. She definitely loves a little butter. She's not shy from a cream.
She's not shy from a cream, but it's always good. And my favorite of all time is called Make It Ahead. And it's... I'm sorry, but it's...
I love... The summer reminds me of you and an Eaton Mess from Ina Garten.
Okay, aww. So Eaton Mess is like... The best. It's like fluffy meringue with like raspberries and strawberries, like in the middle. So Tegan.
Half-Baked Harvest.
She just has a new cookbook coming out. I'm going to get it for you.
Actually made one of her crispy tacos for dinner last week and it was delicious.
So it's called Recipes for Balanced, Flexible, Feel-Good Meals. It's called Half-Baked Harvest Every Day. And if you don't follow her, she's incredible. She will make you feel so not great about yourself, but it's, you know...
My favorite kind of people to follow.
Yeah,
totally. Favorite kind of people to follow. She will make you feel lesser than, but it's fine. So just really quickly, because new obsession with my kids, baking shows. I just thought I would break it down for you guys. Is It Cake? Is phenomenal. Bingy, it's fucking amazing. You can't
kids
tell
love it.
If it's cake. You want to think you can tell, but you can't. Is it number one? Is it number five? Is she going to get the $10,000? Is he going to win? It's so good. So then we watched, after that, we did Baking Impossible. It's bakers with engineers.
Oh.
You have to be able to eat it and it like can drive itself. Like, it's
okay.
Phenomenal. Baking Impossible.
I'm into any show I can watch with my kids that isn't like boring.
Yeah. And I love, you know, our very good friend is Candace Nelson. Sugar Rush, old episodes of that. We're also watching the Kids Baking Championship.
Oh, yeah.
With Valerie Bertinelli and my Duffy Cakes guy. Love him. No, we've really gotten into it. Brooks is really like, I love it. But I will say, there's nothing better than watching a good baking show. So I'm going to give you a couple of my favorite.
Murder to baking.
Okay.
Murder and muffins.
Murder and muffins.
How about that?
That's a good one.
That's murder and muffins.
I just want...
Listen to a podcast while you're baking muffins and then watching a TV show.
How to combine our two favorite hobbies.
There's a great Southern baking cookbook. It's 60 like comforting Southern recipes full of down South. And I'm sorry, there's nothing better than a fucking sheet chocolate cake. It's called The Southern Baking Cookbook by Jen Davis.
You Southerners make a good biscuit. Oh,
I mean, I try to spend as little time in the kitchen as possible. I'm not going to lie. But if I'm going to, that Southern Baking Cookbook.
It's just, it's what I'd get so into. Good.
We need to talk beauty.
I'm sorry.
We have digressed.
So
we've gone really off topic.
We've gone rogue.
But
we've talked motherhood. We've talked murder. We've talked baking shows. We've talked everything.
But let's talk about the beauty that is in front of us.
Beauty. She has not one wrinkle. You guys, she takes very good care of herself. Okay, we're going to talk skincare routine. What do you do?
Okay. I mean, admittedly, the idea of me being on a beauty podcast is funny because before Molly was my actual friend, I washed my face like twice a week. Cannot get away with that anymore. I don't even know my beauty. I literally do whatever Molly tells me to do. I use the thing with the really long name after I wash my face.
Oh, Biologique Recherche P50?
Oh, There it is, girl.
There it is.
I used that. And then I used this gold serum that I love. I don't know the name of it.
Is it Shantikai?
No, I get it from my facialist.
Okay.
Who, I know I'm very unhelpful with this.
You're going to have to share it with us after, so we can share it.
That I love. And then I use the Augustina Bader
yeah.
rich cream at the end. And so like those three things, but what I'm getting better about doing that I never did, I never used to get facials. I'm trying to do that once every 2 months. And I actually just did an amazing procedure. I guess just came here from Italy. It's called WIQO, W-I-Q-O. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
It was amazing. I went to the girl I go to out here. Her name's Jai. Her company's Jai of Beverly Hills. She works out of her house. She's amazing. She's like been around forever. And you know, she's used all the machines. She's kind of seen what works and what doesn't. She knows my skin, so I trust her. But this WIQO is like, she said it's the product she's most excited about in like the last 5 years. And all it is, you need to do like 4 to 6 treatments. No downtime, not invasive. It's like a facial. They paint on, you leave it on for 20 minutes. It tingles. They take it off and your skin is like immediately firmer. It's good for surface texture. I have a lot of like brown spots because I am in the sun a lot. It really helps with that. But it's probably the best thing I've ever done. And I love that it was like, yeah, time effective. It wasn't super expensive.
Why are you just now sharing this with me?
I just did my second one. So
your skin looks great.
It looks great. I would never brag about my skin, but
it looks good. Like
this is me. She did this. I'm very happy with the results.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get to wellness as well because you had a lot of our friends have been having like a lot of inflammation problems. Mm. I want you to kind of deep dive into that as well. But okay, we got your skin facial. What kind of facial do you like?
So that's what I was saying. I've never been a facial girl just because I'm not someone that likes to go. I know it's weird.
Are you okay?
And like, I know. I'm like too like impatient. I'm like, let's get on with it. So that's why I love this WIQO because it is, she makes it kind of relaxing. You go in and there's like, I think she does a little bit of oxygen, a little bit of cryo on my face, paints it on, takes it off. So I'm like leaving with something that feels kind of medical.
I love it.
That makes a difference and I feel relaxed. And the whole thing is under an hour.
Okay, you have the most, this is a weird compliment.
Okay.
But you have the most amazing skin, but you also have the most amazing, I know, we have it on our notes, I have to say it. You have the most fucking amazing teeth. Because I want to do like a deep dive into, like, do you whiten? Do you do like?
I do whiten and I use Crest white strips. There is no fancy secret. I swear they're the best. I use one probably every 2 weeks and I'm religious about it. And I use Rembrandt toothpaste. But a lot of it is genetics. And I always had these teeth that were way too big for my face growing up. And I was like, Mom, can I like shave them down? Or like, I wanted them to look like this like friend of mine that I had growing up. And she's like, no, like you'll like them when you grow into it. And then it's funny, you come to LA and people will like ask me at dinner after a glass of wine. They're like, what did your teeth? And I'm like, nope, like they're like the only thing on me that's real, but they're like actually my teeth. They're not, but like,
but they look
part
so,
of it. Just
they
like, don't I have good teeth.
You have great teeth.
Great
did you have
teeth.
Braces?
Thank you.
As
I had
a kid?
Braces. I had braces for a long time, but I have like big teeth. So,
by the way, though,
you're like perfect.
Thank you.
This is true. When I was trying to find out for Brooksy for his orthodontist, I'm like, I'm gonna ask Brooke Mahan because she has fucking great teeth.
I was psycho about it because I wore braces for like 3.5 years. I did have like a bit of dental work done when I was younger, and so. When it came to my kids, I was like, I'm going to like
you guys, if you're in the LA area, Dr. Paul Austin is
the best.
Phenomenal.
The best.
By the way, he ended up doing this x-ray on me that I ended up having to get a root canal. I don't know if you knew all of this from like a shadow. He's like, well, I think you might have him like, no one would have found it. And, okay, we're really
digressing. He's the best.
Okay.
Yeah, we're really digressing, but yeah.
Right, what about Botox? Botox. Are you into Botox?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. More. Yeah. Give it to me.
Exactly.
Have any type of laser you love, body, any type of that?
I'm not. I have thin skin. So I've tried to, and I had horrible cystic acne literally till I was like 30. That's been my biggest struggle. I did Accutane twice.
Do you still deal with it now?
Not as much, but I'll still get like cysts. And that's
what
I noticed.
And what do you do? Like, because I will tell you, there's a couple products called Peace Out.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like
this
a
one.
Little silicon patch. There's the Zitsica, which is a great, it kind of like dries it out. And then if for post-inflammatory, you put it on as well. There's like kind of two different patches. What do you use in case
I've
like
heard
you
about
have
the patches? So I'm also weirdly severely allergic to salicylic acid. So I can't use that to treat. I can only use benzoyl peroxide products. And there's one that I do swear by. I've used it for 15 years and it's La Roche-Posay. Get it at CVS. The benzoyl peroxide. I don't know what it's called, but it's like the one for cystic acne. and it's like $30 and it works. So for me, I have sensitive skin. So sometimes less is more. Definitely my nighttime routine, I feel like, has helped a lot. And getting, I do think regular facials makes a difference.
Your hair color is amazing. Who does it?
Another, I've gone to her for like 15 years. Her name's Rona O'Connor. She just opened up a new salon. Her salon is called Lucaro for years. And I feel like she does a bunch of good blondes and she's just the best.
What do you ask for to get your blonde?
I mean, she's done my hair for so long. But my thing is, I mean, I, spoiler alert, my hair is very dark brown and it's gotten even darker as I get older. And so for her to keep it this healthy is what I think is so impressive. I get just like a base color every 5 to 6 weeks. And then I only do my highlights like 4 times a year.
Smart. Do you have like a go-to hair mask or shampoo, conditioner that you love?
Yeah, I love, I really like the Goldwell line actually. And you can buy it on Amazon. That's what she uses in her salon. And then I'm still like a big fan of the Kerastase, like the original, the orange.
Do you use purple shampoo or no?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't. Some blondes do. I'm like a warmer blonde.
Yeah.
I tried to once. I'm also in the water a lot.
Can we just talk about your game? This is what I love about Brooke. She created a game called Do You Know Me? It's about to get personal. You guys can get it on Amazon. It's so good. How did you come up with this game?
This is, you always say like, I'll never talk about things that I do. This is the one thing I'm actually really proud of. Because for years, my husband and I just kind of made this up. And we're like, my husband doesn't drink. And we got to that point in our lives when our kids were getting into school where we often have all these dinners with like people you don't know and school people and like, what do you talk about? And like business dinners. And so we kind of had this funny game we would play. We had this running list of questions on our phone and it was super simple, not like weird open-ended questions that put people on the spot, but just like yes or no. And then we're like, what's actually funnier than making the person answer the question is seeing like what everyone thinks, especially someone that just met you 5 minutes ago. And so it kind of became this thing we would do like while we were waiting for food. And, you know, when I was
now she's the hit of every dinner party because literally people, it's a really
fun game. Makes you a very fun dinner guest.
It is a very, it's a very fun game.
It's really good. And you're really good at hosting. Okay, let's go.
And we got lucky and we're also in every Target and every Walmart.
It's amazing. I mean, it's honestly unbelievable. Okay, let's play. Do you know me?
Should we play around?
Yeah, play around.
Should we play around? Okay.
Wait, should we, Emisha, because you've got a lot of years on me in your relationship. With Molly, should we, can everyone play? And we'll play on Molly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything off limits? Because there's some racy questions.
Oh God, okay, go.
So just to like set up the context, and there's kind of different ways of play. If you're playing with a group of people, maybe you go around in a circle, but we're just going to ask 5 questions about Molly. You cannot say anything, Molly. No facial expressions, no hints, no secret language between the two of you.
Okay.
Poker face. Okay. Here we go. And then guys,
I'm not good at poker face.
I was going to say you're
not sorry. Good. I'm a good actress, but like I can't. Okay, go. I'm ready.
And then Emisha, you are going to need your phone. Just write a Y or no, since we don't have the cards here. I mean, I have the cards, but I think this is easier for the sake of speed to just write Y or no each time I answer a question.
Okay, so I just write it. Write
yeah,
a
just
y
like
or
pull
no.
up your notes section.
Okay,
and just keep it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Truth time.
All right, guys.
We're about to see marriages end, friendships dissolved. It's going to get ugly.
All right.
Okay. Did your last text contain an emoji? I said yes.
No.
Oh.
I knew no. She's not a big emoji
person.
You?
Me, yeah, you're just, not a big emoji
not
person.
An emoji
I didn't
person.
Think
I
that
used
one
like
through.
Four, but I use it like obsessively, like the fucking monkey with the answer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's either none or like 11. Okay. All right. I'm already losing. Has Molly had more alcohol than coffee this week?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm failing. I actually said no because I felt like, I don't know, you look like really skinny right now.
I'm definitely cut back because I'm trying to
She's
get
like,
it.
I've only had alcohol this week.
Yeah, clearly. I'm in town, guys. Come on.
Okay, bro. Okay, God, I'm doing terrible. You're 2 for 2. Okay, does Molly know the president on the $20 bill?
No.
Fuck no.
I'm winning. 3 out of 3.
Come on.
Keep going. Let's go. Let's
well,
go.
Well, should we give her a chance?
George Washington. Abraham Lincoln.
No, very close. 1 in 5.
What is it?
Andrew Jackson, Andrew to all of those curious minds out there.
All right.
Sex with a coworker. Yes.
Yes.
Ah! Does Molly know Emisha's phone number by heart? Yes.
Okay,
oh, good friend. Okay. This is my favorite. This was actually, this comes from a caller in, Mike Mahan. 6 sports teams in California.
No.
I said yes.
Chargers, yep. Rams. Dodgers,
yep.
San Francisco, who Tom Brady used to play for out of San Francisco, Buccaneers.
feel like you're missing some low-hanging fruit.
Just wait.
But I won't give any hints.
Hold on. Dodgers, yeah. Rams, Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah, sports teams. Just wait.
Any sport.
Any sport. Okay, so LAFC. Hold on. Just give me 1 second.
You can have all the time you need. I said
yes. Yes. Fucking Lakers.
Yes. 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 All right. All right. All right. All right.
Okay. Give us one more. Give us one more.
But it's the one that he wanted to play for. He did play for. Okay. Hold on. Just give me 1 second.
No, yes. Basketball.
I'm doing basketball, not Cleveland Cavaliers. Hold on. He's with the guy. He just did Stephen Curry.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
She's got it, people.
I got it. Hold on.
I believe in you.
The Clippers.
Not Steph Curry, but yes, a team. So she got it. Yay. Everyone drink. Okay. This could also be a very fun drinking game. Is Molly ever suspended from school? I said no.
I wasn't suspended, but I got really in big trouble in fourth grade for changing an answer after my mom had signed it. And they was really pretty bad the way they handled it. That's Mayfield Public School, and I still hold it against you. Go ahead.
Oh my God, we still got a good story to that one. Okay. Does Molly know if a full house beats a flush?
No.
Question is, do Brooke or Emma know?
Full house beats a flush.
It does. Damn, girl.
Las Vegas.
Oh, duh.
Oh, come on.
Okay, we're lame. Okay, we're lame.
I actually won a poker tournament. I was on a winning streak here. Former life. My husband likes to refer to it as the fraud phase. Pretending to like baseball and be good at poker.
By the way, we're going to talk about that when you're dating someone.
You need
someone,
to do a whole thing
on the fraud phase. Yes. We're like, I love Heineken.
I love a beer.
The best.
My favorite Friday night is nine innings of baseball.
Yeah. I just
at
love
Dodger Stadium. Yeah. The drive there is beautiful. Okay. Can Molly name all four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
This is actually cute.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. I lost them. Like,
yeah. It's Freddy? Been a minute. No, not even close. Like Michelangelo, Leonardo.
Donatello.
Donatello.
Versace? No.
No, I cannot.
Who's the last one? Okay. Ever read a significant other's text or emails?
Yes.
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 Okay. And we'll end on that. We're not going to get any details. Okay. Clearly, Emisha won. I got 6, though, which isn't terrible.
By the way, it's such a fun game. You guys, do you know me? Okay. We're going to do a little rapid fire of our own. First thing you do in the morning.
I don't like being in the hot seat. Go back to sleep.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Teleport.
Favorite activity to do with your kids?
Surf.
Off your tea.
I mean, what's tea?
Go-to snack.
Snack. Sugar snap peas with this like weird miso dressing that I'm obsessed with.
Biggest pet peeve?
Hypocrisy.
Go-to cocktail?
Spicy margarita. Spicy skin.
If you could have dinner with one person dead or alive, who would it be?
My dad.
Favorite indulgence?
Birthday cake and gel nails.
The new one
for me. I love
it. I'm doing dip now. It's really good. Ooh. The must-have item you can't live without?
My Saluma Pro infrared light.
What is that?
You might need to do a deep dive on that.
Saluma Pro?
Yeah. It's infrared light, which has been around forever to treat inflammation. Like tons of athletes use it. And the Saluma Pro is like a medical grade one. I first found out about it from my facialist. Bought it during COVID when we couldn't see anyone.
Is it the long panel? It's like big.
Yeah, but this is a bendy one. So you literally, okay, this is going to sound creepy, but I wrap it around my head and I turn on a true crime podcast and I'm like, no one come in my room for 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
And it's supposed to just, and it also can help with pain. I actually use it on my back. I use it every day for something.
Favorite, I know this is going to be difficult. Favorite murder podcast of all time. If you could only suggest one. All time.
I'd probably say season one of Up and Vanished.
Okay, that's what I'm going to download for my flight home.
We always ask this question. If you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Be more confident.
Yeah.
Like we always, to any self, I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I looked so much better than I thought I did. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just like,
own it.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, it's true. I was like, I looked awesome. I know, it's true. I'm obsessed with you. We're obsessed
with you.
You're such a good mom and friend. I love fucking talking motherhood and murder. It's so fun. You're amazing. And again, you guys, she's a great channel called What's Up Moms. You get by the game. Do you know me? If you want to come to the West Side, we'll have lunch with you and talk murder. You really are amazing. You really, you do. I'm telling you, you need your own like
podcast. You do. I tell her this all the time. Like,
I was too nervous to do this one. I couldn't
she could like
this
break
like
it all down. Like just take one and just like break it down. It's like what you do with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I'm like, okay, she's on the
stand. That's a whole other podcast. Oh my gosh. Oh my That's God. A whole episode.
It's crazy.
Well, I feel like I was your worst beauty guest ever, but I hope some of the other things were interesting.
No, it's summer.
It
we wanted awesome. To break it up a little bit and we do like we love murder and
I love listening to you guys. I listen to your podcast and like
sandwich between murders.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, that was the funny thing. The only like, which one doesn't fit. And I'm sitting here taking notes and writing it down and trying like everything.
I have
okay,
my
make
list.
Sure and follow her at Brooke Mahan, BROOKEMAHAN. You guys, lipstick on the rim. That's a wrap.
Love you.
Love you guys. See you next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.